Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Governor Deval Patrick is in Washington today. He's meeting with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and other high-ranking officials in the Obama administration. This follows dinner at the White House last week, once again fueling speculation about a possible job in the administration after he leaves Beacon Hill.
And that also fuels speculation about who might take Patrick's place when he does leave Beacon Hill. Well, then, anyone? Anyone?
I would like to be governor. I think it's okay to say that out loud.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, it is okay to say that out loud. And you just did at this morning's meeting of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. WBR's Kurt Nickisch was there at the chamber meeting. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So was this Murray's big announcement?
Yeah, practically it was. I mean, he stopped short of calling it an announcement, saying that's still a personal decision he has to make with his family. And he fended off questions from reporters afterwards, almost chastising them for asking them about this, you know, barely more than a week after voters lived through some really bruising statewide and national elections.
So happy that the last campaign's over and you want to start another one very soon. I'm just focused on trying to move the agenda, working with the governor. And listen, when things, opportunities present themselves, you take a look at them.
Now, to be clear, Governor Deval Patrick's term ends technically in 2014. So if Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray is not yet ready to announce, as we just heard in that piece of tape, why even mention it at this morning's breakfast?
Well, because he is running, or he is trying to announce it to, you know, business leaders in the state's hub city. I spoke with WBUR's Democratic political analyst, Dan Payne, who said that, you know, the lieutenant governor is essentially trying to position himself as a successor, almost an incumbent, even though this would be an open race for governor. Here's what Dan had to say.
Tim Murray has to make sure that the Deval Patrick organization will be supporting him. And the sooner he can start to raise money aggressively and travel around the state, the better for him.
Now, Kurt, there has been speculation, long denied by Governor Patrick, that he might take a position in this Obama administration that would technically clear the way for Murray to take over as acting governor if Patrick did so before 2014. Did Murray address that possibility?
Yeah, we asked him about it, and Murray said outright, Deval is not going to Washington. I can assure you of that.
So talk to me about Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray's experience and what he perceives as his qualifications for the job.
Well, you know, he could argue he's even more qualified for the job than Deval Patrick was when he won the office with Tim Murray as lieutenant governor in 2006. Murray has been lieutenant governor for those past 6 years. He was the mayor of Worcester before that and in city government for a decade before that.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Murray does not have necessarily a spotless public image. So finally, Kurt, last year was particularly troublesome for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of really dark spots on his record. It was almost a year ago exactly that he crashed a state vehicle in a strange accident. He said that he wasn't speeding, that he was wearing a seatbelt, that he was hitting the brakes. And when the black box recorder information came back, all of that was shown to not be true. He was accelerating at 108 miles an hour with his seatbelt off when he crashed. Amazingly, he was unhurt, but his credibility was very hurt. And then there were his ties to the Chelsea Housing Authority director and the financial malfeasance there. And, you know, a public poll, a public policy poll earlier this year, showed Tim Murray losing in a potential gubernatorial race against Republican Charlie Baker. So there's some big room for improvement. And he's also not the flashiest guy. So there's this question, you know, how would he fare really as sort of a top ticket candidate in a high profile race?
And maybe that lack of flash demonstrated this morning with his sort of announcement.
You could say.
WBR's Kurt Nickisch, thanks so much for that.
Yeah, happy to.